glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. Hope that it's there. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, January 9th, 2017. Oh, the second week of having the studio up and running here at Lincoln Square, and a voice that you're familiar with through radio spots, various interviews, special readings, our very own Marianne Offenstein.
Hey, Mark. You're still doing that even here at the new studio.
Yeah, okay.
We're all back on track.
Yeah,
now.
Bringing it right back from home. So we're excited about these new accommodations, and there's just two tremendous God-honoring, God-citing stories that I can't wait to share.
Yeah.
These happened at the later end of last week, and Joey covered the Friday edition of Mark and Friends,
yeah.
So I didn't get to share it then. And we had our special guests on Monday and Tuesday, Dr. Alex Zechariah, and then on Wednesday and Thursday, it was Dr. Jim Painter. Now, he's a doctor, PhD, mm-hmm. On nutrition. Dr. Zacharias is a doctor, a physician, so we'll say some more because we're going to have them tomorrow, and I think I'm going to have you join us for the Tuesday edition tomorrow.
That'd be great.
As we do our Wellness Tuesdays. We'll see how that all works because Jim Painter's in Texas or out of town, and I don't think we can coordinate the phone call. I'm still working on getting that set up. But
well, those are both great interviews last week.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Well, one of the God-citing stories, maybe I'll begin with that
one. Oh, this is good.
And that leads to the second God-citing story, which your ears were probably ringing all weekend long, Great News Radio listener, because I've been bragging you guys up. Your prayers, your financial support,
I
your input
it.
Has all helped this come together. But the most recent God-citing story, of course, there were other ones. The Jennings were here on Friday setting up in one of our big bay windows out front their artwork inspired by trips to Israel and some other great things were happening on Friday and Saturday. On Saturday, Jan was in here cleaning up, and that leads into one of the miracle stories. Okay, so get to the point, Mark. What's the miracle story?
Well, you've got so many.
They keep coming. They're wearing me out. In fact, Friday, last Friday, I was telling people some of the stories, and by the time I got home in the evening, my voice was almost gone because I have to fill in all the details. I want everyone to know all the different facets of it, and so I don't tend to abbreviate. People know me. I don't abbreviate.
You don't. That's right.
But this story, God's hand was on it from beginning to end, and had things not been so specifically orchestrated and very unique, because one thing led to another thing that led to another thing, that it wouldn't have happened. But let me backstep the story a little, and then I'm thinking you'll all be convinced God's hand was all over this because in light of how it all worked out. But basically, we'll start back, as you know, last Monday and Tuesday, Dr. Zechariah was in the studio sharing about wellness and his life story, and a lot of good feedback.
Yeah,
people were blessed by his story, coming to Christ through a Billy Graham crusade in India, that as he got up to move forward, responding to the altar call, he saw this classmate of his. They were both in med school, but didn't really know her well, but his heart started beating. He thought, wow, she's responding to this call to follow Jesus. And he said that's when he fell in love with her.
What a powerful way to meet your wife.
Yes, and it took about 5 years because in India, they thought if you're in the medical field or you're in medical school, you don't let anything interfere with that. And so they courted for 5 years, and when they both graduated, then got married.
Dedication.
And he said at that time, this is back in like the 40s or 50s, there were still arranged marriages.
Right.
And he said he was like the exception. He fell in love with this woman and got to marry her, and, you know, subsequently now they've been married 52 years. So you can hear all that story on the Monday and Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. But because of our conversation with wellness, and he and I talking and praying and thinking through things, and you've been a part of a few of those meetings. Mm-hmm. Last, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday, later last week, he came to the Great News Radio Center here, and he dropped off a big box of his books.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a three-pack. You get his two books, Let's Breathe Mindfully, and the other edition, Let's Move Mindfully, but there's also like this. What would you call this? This little flyer. I know you took one home.
I did.
Like a little brochure. sure on improving your balance to prevent falls. And so he has some tips and techniques on balancing, and you see a little more information about his ministry and his work and so forth. So there's a three-pack that's all together, kind of nicely wrapped.
It is.
For $10.
Yeah.
And so he, later last week, dropped that case of books off, mm-hmm. along with a lab jacket that on the lab jacket it says, Dr. Alex Rima Zechariah. And so it's right, you know, like when you go see your doctor and his name's right there on this lab coat. So he said, hey, can I leave this here? Because we've been talking about some wellness walks and wellness workshops and so forth.
Oh,
so
I know, it's exciting.
I hook it onto the back door. I have one of those magnets. Anyways, it's on the door. So no big deal. That's just go
just
home
where
that
it was.
Night.
Yeah.
Well, the next morning, because of circumstances with this mall and looking at parking and options and talking to the mall owner, he emails me back and he says, well, go down to Calico Jewelry and talk to Itenish.
Uh-huh.
And she's like the owner. She's always there.
Such a
she's
nice
from
lady.
Ethiopia. Yeah, she was helping be a sponsor of our 20th birthday celebration.
Yeah. I recorded it at night.
What,
wonderful
we got
greet.
Like 20% off her jewelry. We got a little card. Anyway, so he says, go to Calico Jewelry and talk to Itenish about some of these logistics.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay. You know, I really don't know her. She seems to be a sweet lady. So I go down there and I said, hi, Jim. The mall owner said I should talk to you about these logistics so there's no confusion and so forth. And she's very sweet. And she said, let's go outside. I can show you where that rental parking is and, you know, how that works out there. And so we walk through the hidden back alleys of the mall here. You know,
every mall has those.
Yeah. So we do the shortcut. And trust me, listener, you're like, okay, what's the God's story?
What's the story?
There's a really good one, but I want to paint the background because only God could have orchestrated
this. That is
this.
You, Mark.
Only God could have orchestrated this. So because of the mall owner saying, go and talk with her, I go and talk with her, she basically leaves her station, her little shop there, her jewelry shop. She actually had her...
Her niece was probably there.
Yeah, her niece was
she's
kind of
there.
Took over. So we walk outside, she points out some things, and so we're walking back down this long hallway.
Mm-hmm.
And I say to her, come in into the Great News Radio studio. Let me just show you around because she's never been in here. And I said, in fact, we're going to have an open house on the 20th and 21st. But let me give you a sneak preview. So we walk in and we're kind of standing in the back area where it's my storage and our bookkeeper is and some Tootsie Pop Ministries, all these wonderful things. It's pretty jammed now.
Yeah, it's getting full.
And so we're just kind of standing there. I'm just showing her around because she's kind of like, wow, you have a lot of Tootsie Pops in here. And I tell her that. Tootsie Pop Ministry store and so forth. Well, she looks up at the lab coat and says, wow, that's a familiar name. And so I was like, oh, yeah, well, on our radio station, we carry Dr. Ravi Zacharias. And she's like, no, well, that doesn't seem... And then she said, well, the other day, I heard this program. And see, I have no idea where her faith journey is or anything. I just know she's from Ethiopia. And I said, well, was it maybe on wellness or something? She goes, yeah, it was really interesting. In fact, I was telling my family about it, or family members, for about an hour. And I said, well, on Monday and Tuesday, I had Dr. Alex Zechariah in the studio here, and she said, well, it was really interesting, some of his story and some of him about his living in India and meeting his wife at a crusade or something. I'm like, yeah, that was me. That was Dr. Zechariah and me. And so I brought her into the studio here. I said, we did it right here. And she's, you know, she's three shops down from here.
She didn't know.
And she was like, wow. She said, I love that interview. And I'm thinking, wow, God, this is kind of interesting because I don't know if she's a believer or a believer yet, but the fact that she's tuning into the station and not knowing it was right here. And also, he talked about his book, and she said, I went on Amazon and I couldn't find it. I said, he dropped off books. I have them right here. I said, let me get them for you. So I grabbed a packet, and I said, they're $10, and you get all three. I said, there's two books and this little flyer. And she says, oh, great, but I don't have money now. I said, hey, no problem. Just, I said, take it and come by anytime. You know, she's just three shops down from me.
That's so amazing.
And so as she left, I'm just thinking, only God could have orchestrated that. Because the fact the mall owner said, you know, meet with her. And then we happened to go way outside, which put us in that hallway, which then I thought, hey, I should invite her in.
There's no way.
Then she sees the coat because the night before, Dr. Zechariah drops off the coat in the books.
I know.
Because she sees the name, and then she mentions, like, this radio program with that person. I'm like, well, this is the station, and I'm the other one that hosted that program. And then she wants the book, and I have book.
It's
anyway.
Amazing. And the fact that you brought her in through that door where that coat was,
right.
I mean, you don't bring hardly anybody.
No,
it's
no.
Amazing.
That's my top secret back door, you know.
I don't know about that, but anyway.
It's the back door where shipments come in and everything. And the fact that if the lab coat wasn't there, we might have never even brought up the name Zachariah or the radio interview, and she might have just said, oh, so this is neat. It's a radio station. And
I know.
So anyways, God worked that out, which became a real blessing to even Dr. Zachariah, because then the other night when he was here, I took her down and introduced her, and she was really blessed. And her niece came in later that day with the $10 for the book.
Of course.
And she said, yeah, my auntie's been talking about that program, and this was the station. And and then she saw one of my poster boards about trips to Israel. She goes, oh, I've always wanted to go to Israel. So we talked, and she said, now, why do you take groups? And I said, well, we're a Christian station. She said, what does that mean? So I kind of got to witness and share with her what we do as a radio ministry. We educate, edify, and evangelize. And she was kind of really intrigued. She's from Ethiopia, and I said, oh, we do some missions trips to Israel, and many times we help the Ethiopians that are at this absorption center. They come from impoverished conditions and don't have homes and school supplies, and, you know, years ago we delivered teddy bears, and none of the children knew what to do with a teddy bear. They'd never had an animal like that. I remember the first time they were frightened. They what do they do with them? And then we started showing them how they dance and play, you know, how any other kid would do.
You're about to cry now, too.
Oh, no, it was very touching, but the instructors and the teachers said they grew up with, you know, dirt floors. Yeah. They didn't have these kind of toys and so forth.
Now, was this the Ethiopian Jewish community?
Yes. So these were Ethiopian Jews. So, because I asked her, I said, might you have a Jewish background? Because there's a thing called birthright, where many young people from the ages of, 16 to 20, get a free trip to Israel. Mm-hmm. And it's some Jewish benefactors. And I think the Jewish state and the government, they kind of underwrite the funds to help people identify with their Jewish roots. And so they have a whole... we one time when I had the 50 guys and we stayed in the Dead Sea region, there were 900 birthright students staying in the same kind of encampment.
Yeah.
And we have stories about that.
Gosh. Yeah. Now, you took a whole group of men.
Yeah, there's 50 guys.
That's
and
really
they had
cool.
this big tent for us. It was almost a circus tent, and they gave us sleeping bags and mats, and it was it was a Bedouin camp, and that was a whole story in and of itself. Yeah. But it was filled also. This was a huge camp, Bedouin camp. And so they were in tents, but near the compound, because of all the noise, because of them, they had our tents set up way out, into wilderness. It's the lowest point on earth. And so there we were. Yeah, the Dead Sea region, lowest point on earth.
Yeah.
And the sky was unbelievable. The stars and everything. Mm. And it's a unique place on earth. But anyways, that was the whole story. That's the birthright. But back to the God sighting story. That was a God sighting story, too. So the niece I got to share with, and she said, my auntie just is so appreciative of Dr. Zachariah.
Yeah.
And so then the other day when I brought Dr. Zachariah over to meet her, they were both kind of gleaming.
Oh, that's great.
Wow, he's the guy on the radio.
Yeah.
Not me, but the doctor.
That's funny.
So anyways,
that's funny.
I'm
you're
just like a token
day.
Voice.
You brought him. Well, I have realized that if I leave this radio station for 5 hours and come back, some new wonderful thing has happened.
Oh, yeah. And you now...
so many things.
Yeah, and you now know of the other God sighting, and it kind of fit some of the circumstances that have been going on is because, you know, we love the center. God has ordained us to be here.
Yeah.
It's perfect size, and the accommodations are great, but I've been noticing the storage area is just getting filled and loaded, and I was thinking, gosh, it's hard to move around in here, and there's some other things. I wish I had another, 1,500 square feet. The back of my head, this will work fine, and this is great, but it would kind of be nice to have more room. But, this is where God has us, and this is great, and we've remodeled it, and I can't wait to show it off to you all on the 20th and 21st.
Yeah.
But, with that said, it's been unique. It's a unique location right across from the food court. But between our wall And the unit next to us, we're unit 112, unit 114 next to us was Dr. G. Brainwork. But from the beginning, there's a door between our two units. It's kind of like those of you that have gone to a hotel and you have like a hotel room next to you and there's an adjoining door.
Adjoining room.
If you have family members, you can kind of walk in and out of each other's room. Well, that's very similar right here. There's this adjoining door, but it's always been locked.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, the one maintenance guy said, I don't think it's been open for like 8 years.
Oh,
wow. It's a double lock, so neither person can get into the other place, and they couldn't even find the key because I said, you know, it's interesting. Now that Dr. G. Brainworks is no longer next door, it's vacant. I wonder if I could ever get in there in case I had an event. And so the other day, I contacted the mall owner and said, hey, with our upcoming grand opening open house on the 20th and 21st, might I utilize that space next door to, you know, if there's overflow or need to set up the food or have some maybe live music or something there?
Yeah.
And so as I was piecing that request together in my mind to ask him, might he entertain the idea, I thought, you know what? You don't have because you don't ask. And so I prayed it up and I shared with Holly and a few others. I said, maybe for a nominal fee, a monthly fee or something, he would lease that. Because we could use it for storage and meetings and gatherings and the singing men. I could move all their chairs and the piano over there and accessibility. And it would really help. It'd free up some space in here. And I said, why not just ask him and put in a nominal fee, see what he would respond. And so he already knew about the grand opening open house on the 20th and 21st. In fact, I invited him
to
come and, you know, see what we're doing with the space and how God is providing for us. But I said, could we use that unit next door on the 20th and 21st? And I said, we would need the keys because that door has not been open.
Right.
And then secondly, might you entertain the idea of allowing us to utilize that space until you find a tenant for a nominal fee? And again, I left that nominal just kind of hang out there.
That
I
word.
Don't know what he would think was nominal.
Right.
And I know what I would think would be nominal. So anyway, after you know, a few hours, responded and said yes to both. I was like, okay, that's really, really good. So praying it up some more, and I talked to a few others. And I want clarity. I don't like these fuzzy arrangements or agreements.
Right.
And I said, so in your mind, what would be a nominal fee that would be fair? Because, you know, again, many of you know my story with getting this unit initially. You know, there's the ongoing rate. So put your hand way high up in the air. That's like the rate for a fair lease agreement. And then put your arm way down low. And that's where I would like to pay.
Right.
And then you know this story. The board was very willing to be about halfway, feeling like, you know, halfway would be a very good deal, reasonable. But, you know, we couldn't afford the going rate. But they kind of laughed at my proposal because it's too low.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for Lincoln Square Mall, for the owner and the team here, because they agreed to my low rate.
That's called favor.
Yeah, favor with God. And I do pray that God blesses this mall and blesses the owner.
Oh, yeah.
And
absolutely.
They were so wonderful. So they agreed. So we've moved in. Well, now I was thinking, okay, nominal fee. So he emails me back and says, well, what would you suggest? So he's kind of smart. He put it back on me because he's probably wondering, what am I thinking is nominal versus what he was thinking is nominal? All to say that that morning I said to Holly, Holly, what would you think is a nominal rate? And she gave a number. And I said, oh, that's higher than what I want. And then I said to a board member who happened to be in last, I don't know, Wednesday or Thursday, last week, I said, John, what would be a nominal, because he kind of knew the whole story, and he knew the other board's story on the whole arrangement. I said, what would be a nominal rate to have that 1,600 square feet, it's the same size as our unit, to have on a monthly basis or whatever? And he gave kind of like this number up here, and I was like, wow. I said, well, John, I'm thinking way down here.
Yeah.
John's like, only you, Mark.
That's
I said,
right.
Well, not me. I'm just praying that God would confirm it. And, you know, I got to be a good steward of the ministry resources.
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't need the space. It would just be
very nice.
It'd be nice, and it would alleviate some of the pressure because, you know, I'm always having to lug this around and move this to get this. And, you know, our storage is jammed, and we have some things back there that would be nice to have out, but we don't have room. All to say that I responded to the email to the owner and saying, well, this is what I'm I can't remember my wording, what I'm hoping for, what right. I want, or what would be wonderful. I can't remember my exact word. I have to look that up. Yeah. But I also said that I would pay up to 6 months in advance, mm-hmm. and then if he did find a tenant, then he would just refund that or just put it towards our lease.
Sure.
So I started out with, you know, we'd be willing to pay 6 months up front, because I always heard that's a really good thing, you know, pay early. And then I showed him the amount, figuring, because the amount was pretty low.
Yeah.
And, you know, pretty nominal, but it was enough that I, you know, would be willing to pay, mm-hmm. and it wouldn't be embarrassing, but it would be tremendous, tremendous value.
Yeah.
So anyways, all to say that he got that email and responded shortly after that and said, good to go, let's move forward. And so thank you, God, for a very nominal rate. We have an additional 1,600 square feet.
I know.
And so for our grand opening open house, I've already talked to Jan and you and others. I think we'll have our food and stuff in
mm-hmm.
there,
mm-hmm.
and we'll set up the Singing Men chairs and the piano in there. And I have this ping pong table that we had in our garage that I'm going to be able to set that up. And now it'll be set up. I don't have to roll it out and put it up and put the net on, and it'll be available.
Oh, you'll bring in a lot of people that
ping pong.
Yeah,
need a place of ping pong. I'll get pretty good here. And when we have our other gatherings, or maybe there's a church tea, and so we have a radio thing going on here.
Yeah.
But I can have something over in there. And I don't know, maybe it'll only be a month, but maybe the Lord will allow us to utilize it for 6 months. Maybe into the future. But it's the only unit here at the mall where it had that adjoining door. So God almost was like setting that up in advance for us to utilize.
It's just shocking.
Yeah. And so I don't know. Maybe in a month we'll say, well, we have a new tenant next door, and so we have to move everything back in here.
Well, we do.
But now, and for the grand opening, so on the 20th and 21st, we'll have some food and fixins and desserts. And I should say, Giordano's Pizza, that's soon to open up, they're going to supply some pizza for our grand opening open house. So a little shout out. Thank you, God, for Giordano's and Scott, their one manager over there, to say, hey, we'll supply some pizzas free of charge for your Great News Radio listeners. So that'll be another way you can kind of sample Giordano's Pizza and enjoy time with the Great News Radio staff. You're going to have your books available for a book signing.
Thank you.
And Joey Kroll's going to be here on Friday. And I'll have some
other... Everybody needs to read his book.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
If you have any questions about God, Jesus, and the Bible, Joey Kroll answers
it. It's really a good book, the way it's laid out.
Got a great heart. All right, well, we're out of time. Tune in for Wellness Tuesday tomorrow. I think I'm going to have you back. We'll see how that all works out with Dr. Zechariah. And I hope you're launched into this new year. Wow. It's already the 9th, the second week. God got in store for us today, this week, this month, this year? Who
knows? That's how I feel. Every time I'm gone for an hour. I mean, I was gone for an hour to do something. I came back and you had a locksmith here. I'm like, what's going on? Did it go through? Oh, yeah. We're opening the door now. We got a locksmith.
Yeah, we got that door finally open. Oh, yeah. And so many other
things.
It's
a happening place.
And some of our, even just the wellness walk idea. Maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow. We're
going to
get the Great News Radio listener involved in a wellness walk and wellness workshops and other things. So we invite you to continue to tune in to the great broadcasting, God-honoring broadcasting that we're hoping is fortifying you on your faith journey as you walk in cadence with the Lord's Spirit throughout this new year, throughout this day. Just focus on today. What might God be speaking to you to do to assist somebody who's hurting or without hope, or maybe just to encourage yourself through the music and the teaching?
Oh, I just feel the Holy Spirit when you said
that. Amen. Well, he's a good one that wants to work in all of our lives.
What he wants to do today.
Today in you. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Offenstein with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.
God bless you.